Are you a lawyer who desires more freedom and flexibility in your work life? To be more available for your family, stop deferring those bucket list travel destinations until retirement, take care of yourself physically and mentally, or even just have more time for your other passions and priorities. What would it mean for your life if you could continue to practice law without sacrificing in any of these areas or sacrificing your income? I'm Kaylee Jacquemet, host of the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. I run a six-figure virtual law practice working less than 25 hours a week. I'm a mom of two little ones and started my practice so I wouldn't have to choose between my vision of motherhood and my legal career. Your dreams and priorities may be different, but if you're curious about how to create a practice that is designed around your most important priorities in life, rather than always having to fit your life around your career, then you're in the right place. You, my friend, are more than just a lawyer, and you can lawyer on your own terms. Welcome to the Lawyer on Your Terms podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. So, in law school, we're told law school is going to teach you how to think like a lawyer. And that is obviously a huge shift in your mindset and a very important skill. And law school, we know, does not teach you how to actually practice law. You need to learn that when you graduate or in your internships, in your summer associate positions. When you start your own firm, you need to learn how to think like an entrepreneur because you're not just a lawyer, you're also a business owner now. And I think part of that can come naturally. You know, it comes easier to some personalities than others. And some people just have entrepreneurship in their heart and some people are seeking it as a solution. But whichever category you fall into, you also need to learn how to think like an entrepreneur. And everyone has mental hurdles that they need to overcome in that journey. So I jotted down a couple of thoughts on thinking like an entrepreneur. So the first one is being a visionary. So when you are a business owner, even if it's a small solo law firm, you have to be the visionary of your business. So in a business, there is a visionary and an implementer. That person can be the same person sometimes, and usually it is. If you are a service provider, obviously solo practitioner falls into that category. You have this vision of what your business is going to look like, and then you implement that. So what is your marketing plan going to be like? And you're the person implementing it. And maybe you have a small team. As your business grows, you may have the opportunity to outsource that implementation more to, you know, someone who does your marketing for you or does your website for you, to hire a paralegal, a VA, and things like that. But initially, you may be doing all of that. Now, when you are at a law firm or you're working for the government or you're in-house, you are an implementer, you are an integrator. So you are told what your position is going to be and you're carrying that out. You're not necessarily casting the vision for where this business is going or what your strategy for the year is. So that's something that you need to spend time to carve out and think about and really give yourself that space and become the visionary of your business. And I think that that involves doing things differently to set yourself apart. Now, when I say doing things differently, it doesn't mean that you need to completely reinvent the wheel. It could be even doing something differently in your marketing compared to your local competitors. So let's say you're in estate planning in Kentucky, for example, and I don't know the state of Kentucky very well, so I can't think of like a small town in Kentucky, but let's say the estate planning attorneys around you, you know, they have a brick and mortar business, and maybe they're doing like old fashioned kind of advertising or traditional law firm advertising, and maybe you're going to get into videos, making educational, informative videos for prospective clients. And that is what you're going to do differently. And that's going to be your competitive edge. So being a visionary involves thinking of how you can do things differently. If you're ready to build and grow a flexible virtual law practice, whether you're going solo for the first time or you have an existing practice, but would like to be able to work less without sacrificing your income, our signature program, The Accelerator, is for you. The Accelerator is a six-month private, done-with-you mentorship program to provide you with the exact steps, strategies, and support that you need to build, launch, and grow a flexible virtual law practice.
There's honestly nothing else in the marketplace like the Accelerator, and we take a holistic approach to building a flexible law firm around the most important priorities in your life. Our unique combination of training materials, templates, and private mentoring will fast-track your transformation from burnout and missing out to a lawyer who looks forward to Monday mornings. By the end of the program, you will not only have all the information and tools you need to launch your flexible virtual firm, but we will have built out many of the back-end components of your firm together. You'll have a clear, personalized, and actionable business plan to operate and grow your practice with the confidence and support to do it. And last, but certainly not least, you'll join a network of like-minded attorneys to grow with. Enrollment for the Accelerator is open now at lawyeronyourterms.com/accelerator.
The next is taking imperfect action. So some people, and I think if you're a high achiever, if you are a lawyer and you got through law school and you're practicing, you probably fall in that category. We kind of strive for perfection. And when you're starting a business and you're trying new things, you know, perfection is not attainable. Obviously, when it comes to actually providing services for your clients, you need to make sure you're doing an excellent job at that. But in terms of your website being perfect, or your social media content being perfect, imperfect action is better than no action at all. And when you start down this path, if you are going to be doing a lot of digital marketing and trying new things that you've never done before, you can get caught up in that period of time where you are learning and learning and learning, and you feel like you're never ready. But the truth is, you are never going to be ready. You're never going to know enough. It's a continual learning process. And it's also changing constantly. So you need to launch with a website that's not perfect. Probably your website is going to evolve several times. So even if you reach that near perfect version, you're going to be redoing it anyway. So just getting the ball rolling. And my best tip for doing that is set a deadline for yourself. And then don't just, write it down in your agenda, but announce it to people. So make it realistic for yourself, but let's say you want to launch November 1st. Start telling people you're launching November 1st. And just that social pressure is going to help keep you accountable. And my next tip on thinking like an entrepreneur is not caring about what everyone else thinks. So when you start your own firm, you're stepping out of what you've done previously. I know there are a lot of people in the group who already are solo and just want to change practice areas. But if you've never done that before, you're probably concerned about what your coworkers are going to think if you resign, what your friends might think, even if your family is going to be worried about your new endeavor. And once you make the decision, you really need to put aside your concerns of what other people are going to think. And that can go beyond making the decision to go solo. It can be even in things like branding, for example. So in my branding for my law firm, I have chosen to do things very differently. So if you visit my law firm website, it's not going to, I didn't call it, Giacome & Associates, though I have no associates, or a more traditional law firm name. It's called Brand Law Boutique. And then the branding and everything about the website is, I was kind of mirroring what I really liked in other brands and industries that I saw online. I hadn't seen a law firm website like that. And I didn't really want what I saw other law firms doing, that kind of more traditional look. I'm not standing in front of a courtroom or a courthouse with a suit on. I wanted to do things differently. And, maybe that's not the route you take, but anytime you decide to do things differently, there will be that thought in your mind of what are people going to think? So, what are my coworkers going to think when I choose to do things so differently? Are they going to think it's not professional enough or whatnot? But really, you're making a decision and you're going to attract certain people. So my business has done very well by choosing to brand differently because I've attracted people who resonate with that, who are branding their own businesses really similarly, who felt more comfortable with me and that felt that I wasn't unapproachable. So you just need to put aside those thoughts of what other people are going to think, because no one is going to think that everything you do is a wonderful idea. And you just got to get over that when you're an entrepreneur. And then my last tip on thinking like an entrepreneur is learning to become a teacher. So when you, especially if you're doing marketing online, you really need to take on the role of a teacher in your practice area. part of bringing in new people, new attention, prospective clients is putting out content, putting out valuable content all the time. And so perhaps, you know, let's say you are working at a mid-sized firm or a big firm, you may have been in the role of a teacher to the extent that you're advising your clients. But when you start your own firm, you need to go beyond that. And you really need to be trying to educate the public about, you know, what you do, how you can help them solve their problem, possibly educating them to the fact that they had a problem to begin with. You know, sometimes that is obvious and people are seeking your counsel because they know they have a problem. And then sometimes with certain issues like, you know, maybe trademark law or some area where they didn't know that they needed that protection, you are just making them aware of that in the first place. So being a visionary, not caring about what other people think so much, taking imperfect action, and also taking on the role of a teacher are some of my tips on how you can think like an entrepreneur and not just a lawyer. So let me know what your thoughts are, what you struggle with in terms of making that leap mentally to not just being a lawyer and employee, but being an entrepreneur and being self-employed.
If you haven't already signed up to be on our coffee chat list, I would love to have you join us once a month on the first Wednesday of the month. We come together for a Zoom chat just to network, meet each other, connect with like-minded female lawyers who are also striving to build a flexible practice that is built around their other priorities in life. And we always have a wonderful time chatting. It's a free connection call, and you can sign up at www.lawyeronyourterms.com/coffeechat. So I hope you'll join us for that. And I hope you will join me next week for another episode of Lawyer on Your Terms.
That's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me and really help us grow if you would take a moment to go to your podcast app where you listen and leave us a review. If you know a lawyer who you think would enjoy this podcast, please take a screenshot of your favorite episode and send it to them or tag them in a post. And before we leave, I just want to remind you that you are more than just a lawyer and you can lawyer on your own terms. I'll see you next week.